BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will try to refocus attention on his government's handling of the coronavirus pandemic after 3 days dominated by the conduct of his closest adviser, Dominic Cummings. Mr. Johnson said he understood the confusion and anger some felt over Mr. Cummings' decision to drive his family hundreds of kilometres in search of childcare while the government was instructing people to stay at home. Other members of the government have also rallied to support Mr. Cummings. Here's the Cabinet Office Minister, Michael Gove.
When I read the story, I was convinced that there would be an explanation from Dominic because I know that he's a man of honour and integrity. People will make their own mind up, and as Dominic himself said, there'll be many people who will think that his actions were wrong or mistaken, but looking at it in the round, I think that his actions were reasonable.
A court in South Korea has sentenced a 27-year-old man to 4 months in prison for repeatedly breaking coronavirus quarantine rules. It's the first conviction of its kind in the country. Laura Bicker reports.
The man, who's only been identified by his last name, Kim, was asked to self-isolate at home for 2 weeks after coming into contact with COVID-19 patients. He was caught leaving his house just 2 days before his 14-day quarantine was due to end. He was taken to a residential centre but was once again caught trying to leave. The maximum penalty is 1 year in prison or a fine of around $8,000. The court sentenced him to 4 months in jail.
The Brazilian Health Ministry says it's not changing its advice on the use of hydroxychloroquine as a possible treatment for COVID-19, despite the World Health Organization suspending trials of the drug. It took the precautionary measure after a study suggested hydroxychloroquine might cause heart problems and increase deaths among patients with the disease. Venezuela's Attorney General has asked the country's Supreme Court to declare the opposition leader, Juan Guaido's party, a terrorist organisation. Tarek William Saab said Voluntad Popular was behind a failed coup on May the 3rd that led to the detention of more than 50 people. Voluntad Popular has rejected the accusations. The man, nicknamed the King of Gambling, Stanley Ho, has died at the age of 98. Ho, a Hong Kong-born businessman, investor and philanthropist, ran a casino empire in Macau for decades, having won a government monopoly from the then Portuguese colony. The enclave has now become the world's gambling capital. Stanley Ho loved dancing, and one of his instructors became his fourth and final wife. His multi-billion dollar fortune is divided between her and his 16 surviving children. BBC News.